Thanks for letting me borrow it.
Oh, okay. The earth itself is of the kingdom, or I'm sorry, the earth itself is of God.
Yeah.
He created it all. It's all this other stuff that goes on, like we were talking about. We went through the gospel. We went through man-made religion. So the gospel is of God. The man-made religion and all the lies that I was showing you on the back of the card, that's of Satan. Look at all the sports, the TV, the movies, entertainment, politics, everything. Look at all the food, the festivals. Everybody's just getting swept away in filling what they want in their own flesh. But are they laying that down to serve God? And you
well,
see they're not.
See, man, I don't want any of that that you mentioned. What I want is I want to sit next to Jesus with his disciples, eat bitter herbs, and have Jesus hold my hand and say, you will be a great man. That's what I love. I'd love to just take it like I did with the man there. I shook his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to do that with Jesus. Just touch his hand, and my heart would melt.
That's a good way to
say
it.
My heart would melt.
So what you want to do is, like you said, you already don't love this world. You don't love the things of the world. There may be a bunch of it in there that you don't know. But see, that's what's awesome about God. When you're born again, he will reveal that all to you, and he'll help you leave it. See, one of the biggest things people have a problem with is,
believing.
Well, a lot of people believe, but they don't have a true faith, and they're not willing to lay down their life and follow him. Jesus said, lose your life to find it in him. And that could mean friends, family, children. Those are hard things for people to leave. We have 5 children and 7 grandchildren. We lost almost all of them because they don't love the Word of God. See, the Bible says, if you're his, what does light have to do with darkness?
A light has a lot to do with darkness.
But
darkness
you can't join with it.
No, I stay on the light side.
Exactly. And so if you have a lot of people in your life that are in the dark and they're not totally serving the Lord, what do they do to you? They kind of try to overtake you, overpower you. You were telling me about, was it your sister?
Yeah, my sister loves the Lord, but she is very prejudiced. She's very...
How can somebody love the Lord if they don't have the fruits of it? So let's look at the fruits. Yeah, see, you understand it. Look at the fruits of loving the Lord. We just talked about it before. Keeping his commands. And how do we do that? We read through the scriptures, and if we see it, we obey it. Whether we're to do it or stop doing something. So the fruits of it, we can see from the inside, somebody's transformed on the outside. So there's a point in time in your life when you surrendered your life and your life changed. You used to live worldly, carnal, wicked ways.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And you stop doing that the best you can to try to serve him. Now, the fruits of your sister, when did she ever stop and change her life and start doing what the Lord would have her do? Because you say she loves her. I'm challenging you a little bit.
Yeah, when we were children, I noticed when we were children, my younger sister said that she was always thinking that she was better than everybody else. That's a no-no. Nobody's better than anybody else.
Correct.
And she was just into herself.
Most of mankind is. In one way or another, it's called pride.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the biggest things. That's why Satan fell. Pride is like the root of all sin.
See, remember
lifting
when I told you she took my money?
Yeah.
Okay? See, I prayed that would get better. She would come to reality and realize that is not good. But I forgive her, need to do. I need to forgive her immediately.
Yes.
I need to love her, even though I don't like what she's done to me.
Right.
And
the Bible says, forgive.
But you have to forgive.
And love your neighbor and love your enemies.
Yeah, you have to love your enemies.
She's not an enemy,
she's a sister, but she's...
But, yeah, see, then that comes down to the part, if you're in light and there's dark, what is that? It's like enemies. Mm. See, it's a fine line to tread on that, so... I'm not calling her a mean, vicious enemy against you, but...
No, but she is kind of...
If you claim of the light, and I'd be happy to help you go deeper and further in that, And she is living in darkness and sin and not trying to repent of it. That's light and dark, like an enemy, right? So the way we love people, let me go to there, is to share the truth with them, the gospel which transforms lives. So can I ask you this? Do you think you've been born again, born from above? We went through the gospel on that. And that's when you repented and you turned from your life and you said, Lord, I want everything of you. I'm willing to lose everything. Your sister,
yes.
Maybe family, friends. You may lose everybody and they'll hate you. Have you given your life over to that? And then it's not that experience
that you're talking about. Yeah.
Remember, you're talking about a wind and this feeling and stuff. The Holy Spirit's not like that. See, Satan's deceiving people. When you're born again, it's in your mind. Your mind changes. From this world, you lay down your life. And
oh, yeah, you can feel it. When you know that you've changed, you feel you can feel it.
There's something different about you. Yeah. It's not this big burning feeling, not like the Pentecostals
do. And then you fall like
the
feather.
It's not that.
I just don't think
that. Satan does all that stuff.
Because anybody can do that and still feel like the Lord. They have the Lord.
Satan,
in order
Satan
to love
can
the Lord,
mimic what God does.
You have to give up everything you own. Will you give up your riches to walk with me? And if the person says no, then he will never be able to do the other.
Exactly.
He's always going to continue to be, no, I love my money.
My life, my family, my children.
Church.
Yeah.
You know, da 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 da. But that still doesn't mean that the Lord is going to...
No, because you know what? Everybody, there might be people who are willing, I'll quit drinking, I'll quit smoking, I quit drugs, I quit swearing, I quit this, I quit that. But they don't give him what? They don't quit giving, or they don't quit stealing his glory, and they hold on to their will. He wants our will. It's like the last thing man's willing to give up is their will. Meaning, I don't care about this life. And so if you've been born again, you have this desire within you, you're willing to lose everything for him, and you're willing to obey no matter what it says, no matter how hard it is, no matter how lonely you might be. It doesn't matter, because why? You and I are getting older. Eternity's coming soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
See,
coming, and that's forever.
I feel in my heart, right now as you're speaking to me, I feel like I want to just give everything away and walk with him. Be with him constantly. I feel that strongness in me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm starting to change. I'm starting to become more on his side. And
he's
less
giving
of the world.
He's giving you light to see. Yeah. And when we say lose everything, it doesn't mean you have to give everything away, literally.
Oh, no, you don't want to give like your soul. You don't want
to. Yeah, because then you're going to be poor and you're going to have to be dependent on other people. But what it is the love of it all. So if you have great, great riches and your mind is focused on that and you go, you know what, I want to serve the Lord, that's a stumbling block to me. You may have to get rid of it. Now, some people could have $1 million and they go serve the Lord and it means nothing to them. But it's the heart matter, willing to give it up. And one of the hardest things people have giving up, pride, family, their career, their entertainment. For men, a lot of times it's sports. It's lust of the flesh.
I would rather have the Lord than all the money in the world.
Well, that's awesome. And he heard you say that.
Yeah, no, because money means nothing. Okay, you pay your bills, you buy your groceries, you do this and you do that. But if you notice, people want to build that up. They want more.
They
want to
build their own little kingdom, right?
Forget about that. Let's get back to Christ. How much of Christ do you love him?
Exactly.
Do you love your change more than you love the Lord?
Exactly.
Like I said, when I go to heaven, when I do, I want to hold his hand and I just want to smile at him. And I want to be proud of him because he's such a good...
Those in heaven are going to be singing praises and glorifying him.
See, and I love to sing.
And we're here. He created us to glorify him. But do you see man glorifying God or themselves?
No, people just do their own. People go where they want to do what they want. I'm that way. I've got to change that. But people go where they want to go. See who they want to see, do what they want to see. And they forget there's someone else that's there.
You got to be willing to lay all that down. It's kind of like when you get married. You know, you're out running around having fun with your girlfriends when you're younger or whatever. Whatever it is that you're doing, you get to do everything you want, indulge your flesh. And when you meet a man and you want to marry him, you can't live two lives like that. It just doesn't work. You're willing to leave that. Doesn't mean you hate your girlfriends or whatever.
But
I'm talking from like a worldly thing. And then you get married to him. Doesn't your life change? becomes this. Focus. I want to please him. He wants to please me. That's how we are with the Lord. We leave all this behind. We want to please God.
I'd rather be up instead of marrying someone, I'd rather be up in heaven singing.
Oh, I wasn't saying it. I was just using that as an example.
Oh, exactly.
Because we can understand what marriage is, right? And Jesus uses this. If we're of his, we're the bride. So think about that. If
Jesus
is the bride, he's the bridegroom. So we use that example of a woman and a man here on earth in the flesh. And we can see that example of how when two people get married, their lives both change, and it becomes focused on each other, and maybe children and things, right?
And which is good.
So now let's take that to God. When we come to him, we're focused on him, right?
Yes.
Not the world and stuff. So I kind of giving you an example. But what the church people want to do, the ones that are unregenerated in their hearts, they just want to go to church, do a little bit, and say, I want my ticket in heaven while I go out and live in the world. Called spiritual adultery.
Yes, see, and another thing about people that go to church. Okay, say you sit in church, and you've got all the other people around you, you know, and you're waiting for the pastor to come in. Okay, and they're all going to praise you, and, the preacher's here.
Lifting him up.
And then they're lifting him, and then he starts doing his, they start singing. And they're just holding their hands out, they're singing, and they feel so good, and it's so warm inside, and do-do-do-do-do. Okay? Okay, now say church ends and everybody leaves the sanctuary. Okay, I do not think that they're going to feel the same as they were in there than when they come out.
You're exactly right.
They're
going to
be the same old people.
We can prove it. You know why? If you go to our website, do you go online?
No, I don't know anything about online stuff. Oh. I'm still living in the 70s.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a website. And we go out on the street and we preach and we put up audios and videos of it. We stand outside those churches. They're going in, they're driving by us, and they're looking and waving, and some are giving us dirty looks because we're telling them that the churches are lying to them. They go in there, and they sing their praises, and they call the police on us.
Oh, no.
They come out, they throw things, they swear at us, they crank on the music,
well,
they're
the
smoking.
The thing about church, not everybody that's in there appears to be how they are. Sure, they're going to be nice to you in there, and they're
going to take your hand.
Good morning, how are you doing, Susan? I'm doing great. How's your husband doing? Just fine. You could be better. And do, 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 do. But then again, what about God again? Don't worry about your husband, brother. I just try to just focus on God. I'll sit there and I'll pray to God while I'm in the sanctuary. And I cry and tears are coming down and because I've got this issue of something. And then after the tears are all dried up, then I feel better. I feel like I've been lifted because I'm praying to
pour yourself out to him.
Be willing to lose all.
Yeah, so what I would encourage you to do is to stop going to those places because you're already seeing through it.
Stop going to the churches and stuff. Because church sounds good and everything, but I think that
the people
don't appear the way that they want to be.
That's called a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And Jesus rebukes the Pharisees in the Bible for being empty-hearted, but walking around, looking and acting like they're holy, which they had a holy life in the flesh, but their heart wasn't regenerated. So these churches, let me take you here. On the back here is a bunch of lies. The Bible says in Revelation, the end of the book, says if you love and practice one lie and you won't repent of it, you can be left outside the gates of heaven. So let me give you a few of them, like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, feminization, entertainment, one pastor, the tithe, building-centered mindset. If a church practices one of those, they're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. If a person practices one of them and they don't repent, they'll be left outside the gates of heaven. You see how narrow?
Yeah.
Jesus said narrow is the way and few will find it.
Yeah.
So I'm narrowing this down to get you to count the cost of this. Because you said you do have some things that you have to work on. And how you do that will be in the scriptures, reading and obeying and transforming
your life. I want to get more into the Word. I'm not a perfect, I mean, I don't know what they mean by a perfect Christian, but I'm going to say not Christian, but perfect. Well, I can't say person either, you know, because then I'd be
doing
it
myself. I know what you're saying,
Yeah.
The Bible does tell us, strive to be perfect. It says, be ye perfect. But you know what perfect means? Mature and complete. So when it says be mature and complete, it means work really hard to become that.
Yeah.
We're never going to obtain it. But through the power of Christ, if we're truly born again, we're going to please him by laying down our life and striving after him. And when we come up across something where we see in the scriptures it says stop doing it or separate from somebody or whatever, and we go, that's going to be a hard one. God may stop your growth right there until you get past that. Because as he gives you a little bit to understand and see, you have to obey it. Because why would he give you a whole bunch if you're not going to be faithful in what he's given you, right? It's giving somebody money and
there's a lot I need to learn. See, there's a lot I need to learn. I'm not a perfect person. I don't much know.
But if you have a willing heart.
Oh, my heart is just I'm always repenting. I'm always forgiving people that do me wrong. I don't just let it slide.
And are you willing to lay your life down? And it may be very hard to live a life for the Lord. I don't know anything at all about your life, but there may be things in your life that may be hard to give up.
I live in clutter. What I mean by clutter is I live around things, objects. And they make me real nervous. I don't like it. I would rather be... I want a clean slate. I'm not normal. I don't feel normal unless I have clean clothes on. If my clothes even have a spot on them, I don't.
Okay, well, I'll just share with you. The kingdom of God is even more than that.
Why more than? White as snow.
There's nothing wrong with wanting clean clothes and stuff. But somebody else could choose, and there it doesn't bother them, because if your mind is focused on the things above, things like that won't bother you so much.
So even though someone has, is not so clean, and they love the Lord with all their heart, with all their strength, then they're still a good person.
Right.
You can love the Lord and still not look, complete perfectly.
Exactly, because he's not concerned about how clean your clothes are or how neatly pressed they are. Because that's a lot of people have a lot of pride in that. I'm not saying you do. Nothing wrong with being clean.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong
with
being clean.
But the kingdom of God is more than that. So if you lived out in the woods and you were filthy, dirty, and you could only wash yourself up once a week, would it really matter if you were serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Would that really matter? If you were dirty and you were living in the woods and you had no home or anything and you had the Lord and his grace and his mercy.
Oh no, it wouldn't even bother me, because as long as I still have the Lord in me and I put all of my trust and faith into him, it wouldn't matter to me what I look like.
So you see, the scale of serving him is way more important than any of this.
Oh yeah.
And he helps us overcome all that. Yeah. So what I would offer to you is, We travel full time. We're in the area for a while, but we travel full time. When the winter weather hits here, we'll be headed south. And we do this. We sold everything that we have so we can meet people like you. We don't take people's money. In fact, we have a big website with lots of teachings, lots of articles, lots
That's
of audios.
That's good. That means that you have a good heart in Christ when you don't ask people for the money.
Exactly.
People that ask you for your money are usually people that are bad. Now, I go out every now and then and I bless someone. Like I blessed a man the other day. He said he needed $5 to go to his job because he didn't have any gas money. He needed more money to get some gas to put in his car to go to work. Okay, now he could have lied about that and just wanted some money. Or maybe he really did.
Just to help you just a little bit, not to get off the sidetrack, we've traveled the country and every single person that's asking for money, we've offered to help get off the streets. Guess how many want off the streets and to really want help? Zero. Most of them are lying. Yes. But it doesn't mean we reject them and we hate them. You know what we do? What we do is we make up little food bags, because we'll feed anybody. We'll love our neighbor.
Yeah.
And so we ask people, when they're asking for money, we never give money. We say, are you hungry? Because Jesus said, or the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be thankful for food and clothing. It doesn't say a house. It doesn't say anything else. So we will offer, doesn't mean that a person can't have more, but we'll offer food because that's an immediate need. A lot of times they don't take it. And then we give the gospel to them. Because what's more important? A full belly and on the path to destruction and eternal damnation? Or the bread of life? The gospel, the good news,
life,
how to find
gospel.
Eternal life. Yeah. So we try to do both. So it's something you might want to consider.
I love it when he was serving people on the hill, and he had a basket of fish, and those fish became 10 baskets of fish. The Lord can do
he can do anything.
Wonderful things.
He shows he will take care of us.
He can change you from an ugly duckling to a beautiful swan if right. you let him into you.
Right. And can I go back to where he fed the people? Do you know how many days they sat and listened to him before he fed them?
I was going to say three.
3 days.
I was going to say three
so
days.
Feeding people food was not his focus, was it?
No, I think it's
the
focus
truth
was
and eternal
come to
life.
Me.
Yes, him.
Come to me who are heavy laden and I shall
give you rest. Yeah. So that's what our focus should be.
Like
we need to
one.
Eat, we need to clothe ourselves, we need to work, whatever it is that we need to do. Those are important in this life, but they're nothing compared to him. And outside the most important things we need to do just to exist, to glorify him. We don't need a title, we don't need a big fancy job, we don't need a big fancy car and a great big house. Those are distractions. Those lift us up, don't they? And pride is
they lift
what we
us
don't
up
want to
have. They lift us up because we want them, but I think the lifting up of the Lord would be more important for me.
Oh, yeah.
I would be happier with that than I would with any house.
Oh, right.
Or a brand new car right off the showroom floor.
Exactly.
Because those don't have anything to do with the Lord.
They have no eternal value. You can't take them with you. Solomon, the wisest man, said, he built this up. He had women. He had wine. He had vineyards. He had this. He was rich. He could have everything he wanted. And you know, after he got that all, he's looking around and he said, this is vanity. When I die, it could go to a fool who didn't even work for it. So he's pointing the way to God.
Oh, yeah.
None of this means anything. And Satan uses it to distract us, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, see, we're kind of, I think we're down on earth here. This is what they call school, kind of. We want to do good down here, help people that are in less unfortunate than you.
Well, the
but,
main... the main
again, you don't want to help everybody because you don't know if they're following you.
Exactly.
You know.
So the main point is our focus is God to glorify him. So he created us to glorify him. And how do we do that? We give up our will. We give up our life, starting in here in our heart, like you said.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
We allow him to empty us out of all the sin and worldliness and fill us up with him. And we set our eyes on eternal life. And then it's not so much helping people in a physical need. When we're transformed and we understand the scriptures and the path to eternal life, we want to share it with others.
Yeah.
And so a person, if they're born again, they grow in knowledge. They grow, like we're talking about, perfect means mature and complete. They grow in the word. They understand it all. And then they know how to go out and combat all these lies that Satan talks about, like pre-trib rapture, where you're going to come up before the Antichrist. That's a lie. Once you believe, you're always saved. That's a lie. You got to keep staying in the faith.
Pressing on. You got to keep pressing on to the Lord.
Exactly.
And whatever my sister's done to me, and we all know what she's done to me, and she's kind of, give me, Father, she is lying. She is lying.
She's a liar.
To herself.
Uh-huh.
She was a liar. She took my money. She thinks she didn't take it. But what's happening, even though she knows that she took my money, what's happening inside of her? What is she thinking inside of her?
She's not regenerated. She's not showing the fruit of a born-again, godly, holy saint. See, can I take you to something? You saw my husband and I and thought we were Jews. We look different, don't we? Do you know...
Well, Jews are good people. I like the Jews.
If they believe in the Messiah.
The Lord's a Jew, isn't he?
Yeah. So there's Jews out there that don't believe in him, and they're just as worldly and carnal as, like, your sister. Yeah, there's Jews that don't believe in him.
Yeah, my sister's, like, very... I love her. I cry about it. Every time I think about what she did to me, I cry. It's so hateful and so... It's not one of God...
Well, she...
God does not like that.
You know what? Let me give you a gospel card. Do you see her? Do you see your sister at all?
Oh, no.
No.
She won't. Excuse me.
I was going to give you a gospel card to give to her.
Oh, she won't have anything to do with anything.
Okay, well, there you go.
She is holding them. Excuse me if I cheer up.
Well, see, Satan can use people like
she's
that.
She's hated.
Yeah.
She is hated. My younger sister for years. My younger sister would do anything for anybody. I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
She helped me. She's my helper. She's